With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Winter storm blasting much of the central U.S., ice conditions in the Dakotas, sealing windows shut, while blizzard conditions in Denver forcing airlines to delay a lot of flights. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
The wind will be up, so areas that have had heavy snow, which are supposed to get additional heavy snow, it's all going to be blowing around. So we have a variety of looks like winter storm and blizzard warnings and ice storm warnings.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden has responded to a drone attack that wounded three U.S. troops in northern Iraq.
National Security Council spokeswoman Adrienne Wilson says one of the U.S. service members sustained critical injuries. Biden, who's spending Christmas at Camp David, was told about the attack by White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan shortly after it occurred. And the Pentagon and Biden's top national security aides were ordered to prepare response options to the attack on an airbase used by American troops. Biden opted to target three locations used by the militia groups. And U.S. Central Command says retaliatory strikes were carried out early Tuesday in Iraq and likely killed a number of militants. Donna Water, Washington.
Disney filing a lawsuit claiming the oversight government of Walt Disney World, which was taken over by appointees of Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this year, has failed to release documents and properly preserve records in violation of Florida public records law. Disney says in the suit, the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District has been very slow in fulfilling its public records duties. This is SRN News. Black churches across America have something very special planned for New Year's Eve.
It's called the Watch Night Service, a tradition that goes back to December 31st, 1862, when slaves stayed up until midnight in anticipation of New Year's Day, 1863, when the Emancipation Proclamation would go into effect. Many African American congregations will mark Watch Night with a celebration that will include food, musical performances, and a word of encouragement from the pastor for 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Priests in the Church of England have begun blessing same-sex civil unions for the first time. The first couple to take advantage of that change in doctrine, a pair of female priests from St. John the Baptist Church in eastern England. Archbishop says that he won't personally bless any same-sex couples. This is SRN News. Now, the markets continue to look very strong as stocks notched even more gains Tuesday. Traders keeping an eye, though, on the end of the year. No one's taking anything for granted, at least not yet.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow added 159 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5%. Biotech company RayzeBio doubled after agreeing to be acquired by pharmaceutical giant Bristol Myers Squibb. Bristol Myers, which announced a separate deal just days earlier to acquire Karuna Therapeutics for $14 billion, fell 1.6%. Wall Street closed its eighth straight winning week with a quiet finish on Friday, following reports showing that inflation is on the decline, even as the economy appears stronger than many had expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details, SRNnews.com.